in his hand. So he ran up to him, stood up on him, and drew out his own weapon. This big heavy weapon that's probably was heavier than he was. He drew his own sword, Goliath's own sword, and cut his head off with his own equipment and took the head back. And when all these Philistines, the one that was taunting the Israelites for all this time, the one when they seen this, guess what they did? They fled. They took off and broke camp. Just like you got to wear somebody out with a piece of help, when he seen that David took care of the giant, amen, they fled. You have to be the same way with things in your life. When things seem to be overcoming you, you got to tackle it head on. But you got to have God in front of you when you do it.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
To be here and God woke us up this morning and he made us come to Sunday school. Amen.
Good job. Stand right there. Just stand.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now, thank God, I see. The sound Thank you, Jesus.
But now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Yes.
Here we are once again, thanking you for your grace and your mercy. And even as we praise your name, realize, Lord, that there's nothing that we've been through that we could have gone through by ourselves. We thank you for being there. Now, Lord, as we lean unto your word, your uncompromising word, we're asking, Lord, that the word draw somebody to you and not ever drive them away. Make me your mouthpiece, your sounding board, so that I may say something from you that will change somebody's mind, change somebody's heart, and ultimately change somebody's life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. We give honor to God, to Father, the Son, Holy Ghost, to the great man that stood here for 20 plus years, Dr. Huey Lawson, Reverend Rodney Lonix, who's away on a preaching engagement for today, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and then all of you. We want to talk a little bit today, just for a little while, about something that's been on my mind lately. And I want to say to the young people, you're going to have a lot of choices to make. Some of it will affect your very health, your very life. There's been a rash of death and injury due to bad habits, bad associations, and bad drugs. Don't follow the crowd unless they come into church. Otherwise, realize the upbringing that your parents has taught you. Think about your mama's voice. Hear your daddy screaming, "Don't do that, don't you dare do that." Let me tell you something, we all make mistakes, amen? We've all been there and done that. We all come from somewhere. But sometimes you don't get but one chance. Don't let anybody tell you, "Oh, just this one time." You can do that this one time. Won't nobody know. One time is all it takes. It doesn't take but one time. You know, there's always somebody somewhere that wants to lead you wrong. In the book of Matthew, if you'll go with me just a little while, the 7th chapter of the book, the Gospel of Matthew. I'm going to talk about this for a little while, and I don't know how long this will take. I'll let God decide. Book of Matthew, 7th chapter. And I'm going to read from the 13th verse. Matter of fact, I'm probably just going to read a couple of verses. This is how it reads. Matthew 7 and 13 says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat." 14th verse says, "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Our subject today, just basically the broad way and the narrow way. Yeah. Or you could say the good way and the bad way. You could say the evil way and the righteous way. You could coin all kind of phrases when it comes to this. But you know, like I said before, crowds are good sometimes. When we're worshiping, when we celebrating, when we're having good time, like family reunions, crowds are good sometimes. But you know, riots start by crowds. Amen. Confusion starts with a crowd. Jesus was crucified because of the crowd. Pilate was getting ready to let him go, but the crowd convinced him to do the wrong thing. Even though for our salvation it was beneficial, but on the natural side it was the wrong thing to do. Amen. You know, everybody here is on a spiritual journey as we travel through life. Whether you're religious or not, and I use that term loosely, we travel in a different spiritual path. Every day we make choices that affects the direction in which we're headed. Every day. Every day we decide what color shoes to put on. We decide what color shirt to wear. What route we're going to take. We make choices every day. Every day. Many people think that the paths we can travel are many. In other words, too many folks believe that we have too many options as Christians. You know, we saved now, so we can still do this, that, and the other. Amen? Amen. Not so. In another sense, there are really only two paths. There's only two. Like we said in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. In his Sermon on the Mountain, Jesus spoke of these two ways. Now, on that particular occasion, there was a crowd. Amen. But this was Jesus speaking. Like I said, crowds are good sometimes. Sometimes they're not. You know, Jesus spoke of these two ways. Each way got its own beginning, and each way has its own end. One way is heavily populated. Everybody want to be in the in crowd. Everybody want to be down. Amen. I've been there myself. Amen. The party don't start till certain people get there. Amen. One of the things that marvels me nowadays, let me tell you what my problem is. I used to go out. Amen. But I go out at 7 or 8 o'clock. Amen. Now children don't even go out till 10:30. I'm thinking to myself, the party over now. Where you going? They say, "Daddy, the party just getting started." I used to be getting sleepy by 10:30. Not unless I was at Denise's house. I was wide awake then. Are you on the right way? Are you heading in the right direction? Or are you headed the wrong way? Are you making bad choices? To answer each question, let's look closely at what Jesus said. Notice the first thing. There are two gates. There's a wide gate. Amen. This gate represents the beginning of the way that leads to destruction. Yes, sir. Amen. It's described as wide, and evidently it's a gate which allows a whole lot of people to come in at once. Amen. And you know, sometimes it's not good for everybody just to come in as a group. Amen. You need to come in individually. Even when I was going out in the clubs, they wouldn't let you just bust through as a group. You had to come one at a time. Get that little stamp on your wrist. Amen. But that wide gate allows many people to enter with no sacrifice. You don't have to claim anything. You don't have to make the right choice. Just go in. Amen. Like cows being led to the slaughter. That's the way the wide gate is. It just take anybody with any kind of foolishness going on. It's all right. Just come on. You know, but it's not good to go in with everything, all your excess baggage. Huh? Isn't it? Because everybody doesn't want to accept your baggage. Everybody doesn't want to accept your excess ways. So what you need to do, you need to seek Jesus. Can I get a witness? And he'll relieve all of that stuff. When you go in the narrow gate, all you have is your salvation. Amen. He drops all of that stuff. But if you go in the wide gate, you just bring all that mess with you. Foolishness, you bring that with you. Envy, you dragging envy with you. Hatred, you taking hatred with you. Bigotry, evil-minded, you taking all of that stuff with you. Because the gate is wide. Anybody that wants to come in, just walk on in. Amen. You know, you're allowed to bring whatever foolishness you desire. A person does not need to make the choice of salvation to go into the wide gate. And that's the dangerous part. You can go there without claiming anything. The reason that the wide gate is chosen so much is because there are no restrictions. You don't have any restrictions. It also opens the way to the path of least resistance. Can I get a witness? But oh, the narrow gate, thank God. The narrow gate represents the beginning or the starting point to the way that leads to life. Amen. You might not be able to go through the narrow gate two or three at a time. Because see, you got to see Jesus for yourself. And you got to go to God one at a time. Can I get a witness? Now the devil will take you in a group. Can I get a witness? Oh yeah, you can come 25 or 30 at a time. It's all right with him. But Jesus wants you to come to him individually. Everlasting life is an individual thing. We may be able to enjoy it all together, but we have to get it one at a time. Why is it narrow? Because it's the gate which requires self-denial and obedience. Obedience. Matthew 16 and 24 says, then said Jesus to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him first deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You know, these two gates are only the starting points. But let's take a closer look. Now we've looked at the gates. Now let's look at the ways. The ways. First of all, the broad way. It's the way that leads to destruction. Because it allows unlimited behavior, recklessness. No need for reformation. Many people love this path because you ever notice folk love to go places where there's no restrictions, no rules. Amen. You know, no guidelines. People love that kind of place because you can do anything you want to when you get there, say anything to anybody you want to when you get there. They love that. But we don't live in a lawless society. Thank God Almighty. We all need restrictions. We all need boundaries because we'd all be crazy without it. You know, open-mindedness is a term they use to Christians to get us to do the wrong thing. You're not open-minded. I hear that all the time. Well, you're not open-minded. You're just stuck in your ways. Oh, yeah. I'm stuck in my ways, all right. Open-mindedness is not good all the time. And another one that I know you've heard before is, Daddy, we got to find out for ourselves sooner or later. You don't find out for you. If I know better, it's my job to tell you. You don't have to find out everything for yourself. If I know you're going to get burned, why do I want to let you put your hand on the stove? I know better. Wide and narrow. Amen. The narrow way is a difficult way to some people. But I believe that if you confess the Lord, I believe the narrow way can be just as easy as the wide way. Can I get a witness? You know, Matthew 7 and 12 said, therefore, all things you want men to do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law of the prophets. All you got to do is treat people like you want to be treated. Everything that you want, you ought to figure somebody else wants to be treated nice. You ought to figure somebody else wants to be respected. Somebody else wants to be encouraged. Can I get a witness? But the wide way, nobody encourages anybody to do anything but craziness. But the narrow way is the righteous way. We've talked about the gates, the ways. Now let's look at the groups. There's two groups. There's the group that's got a bunch of folks. Then there's the group that's got few folks. Many there be which go in thereat, is what Matthew 7 and 13 says. Many. And what that means is many at one time, just a big group. But we've seen reasons why this is so, because the entrance is wide. Come as you are. No change is necessary. Now, the only good place that says come as you are is church. Because you come to Jesus just as you are, and he changes you. He cleans you up. But when somebody says, come in as you are, just come on and do whatever you want to do, that's not a good thing. Amen? Some of y'all know that. We've been victims of that before. Then we have the group that will come into the narrow gate, because that group chooses Jesus. Amen. I remember that Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, I don't care if I'm old-fashioned. I don't care if I'm stuck in my ways. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Now we've looked at the gates, the ways, the groups, but there's two destinations too. Can I get a witness? You see, the wide gate leads to a place that's ready for you. Amen. Amen. The wide gate leads to a place that's willing to accept all of your excess baggage and all of your foolishness. The wide gate leads to a place that's not going to be too pleasant. And if you believe it's hot in Louisiana, keep on walking through that wide gate. Can I get a witness? The wide gate is going to lead you to hell and damnation. Weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth is what it's gonna be all day, every day, forever and ever. And when you get in that wide gate, sometime it might be too late to turn around. Oh, isn't that right? Because when the crowd get to pushing on you and you get close to the gate, you might say, oh no, I don't wanna go in there. But they keep pushing and pushing and pushing until they push you through the wide gate. But let me tell you one thing, in order to protect yourself, don't even get in the crowd. Stay away from the crowd, because the crowd can lead you to hell and damnation. The crowd can lead you to doing something you shouldn't be doing. The crowd can lead you to turning your back on Jesus. Isn't that right? But here come the other destination. You see, I saved the best for last. There's another place that's ready for you. Isn't that right? And that place is gonna be a place where sunshine gonna shine every day. No more goodbye. Nothing but howdy, howdy every day and all day. Streets paved with gold. Can I get a witness? Be able to walk the streets with my loved ones. Oh, isn't that right? Look like I can see my old mama coming through the narrow gate. Isn't that right? Look out, here comes Joseph Humphrey coming through that narrow gate. Look like I can see J.S. Lawson coming through that narrow gate. Oh, isn't that right? You better choose the right way. Isn't that right? But let me tell you one thing. Even though the gate might be narrow, once you get in heaven, it's plenty of room. Can I get a witness? Because the Bible says, in my Father's house, house a mini mansion. And if it were not so, I would have told you, isn't that right? Even on the cross at Calvary, we had two thieves, one on the left hand, one on the right hand. And one thief decided he wanted to go through the wide gate, talking all of that noise to Jesus. Say, listen here, Jesus, I heard about you. I know you got a bunch of power. Well, if you are who they say you are, jump down off of this cross and take me with you. But the other thief say, oh no, don't listen to him, Jesus. I know who you are. You see, we've done some bad things. We traveled some wrong roads. We walked through the wide gate. But I know you haven't done anybody wrong. So this is what I want to tell you. This day, remember me when you get in paradise. Oh, isn't that right? And Jesus died, hung his head in the locks of his shoulders. But 3 days later, he got up so that we could walk through that narrow gate. He got up with all power in his hand. He got up so that we would have a right to the tree of life. Good evening, Mount Calvary. If you never hear me no more, keep your hand in the Lord's hand. Keep on walking through the narrow gate. Keep on waving. Say, here I am. I'm coming through the narrow gate. Here I am. I did what you wanted me to do. Here I am. The broad way and the narrow way. I'm tired of looking at the obituaries and seeing some young person gone too soon. I'm tired of that. Over a bad choice, over walking through that wide gate. It's time to close the gate. I'm tired of it. Every other week, something happening to our babies, our children. Young mothers and fathers, I'm tired of it. But we can do something about it. We can pray. We can pray and we can kick up our game. Hey, look, even I can do better. Parents, we need to just do better. We need to kick up our game. It doesn't matter if your children are 9 or 39. It don't matter. They're still your babies. When I look at my children, I don't care how old they are. I always see my girls with ponytails. It doesn't matter. Let's kick up our game. Broad way and the narrow way. Choose the narrow way. But when you get there, it's going to be a great time. I invite you to Jesus right now. It might be somebody that wants to come. Somebody that wants to walk down the narrow way. Why don't you stand, if you will, if you can. I invite you to Jesus. You might come by letter, by Christian experience, or you may be a candidate for baptism. But I invite you to the narrow way, the good way, the right way. There might be somebody. Somebody. Here am I, Lord. Here am I. If you ever needed somebody, this is your time. Here am I, Lord. Here am I. That's the joy to tell the Lord. Tell him I'll go.